You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 148 of the Wisdom by Wessa podcast. This is Mike Donnell.
I'm Casey Wilbanks.
And this is Sophia Yagela. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This podcast is brought to you by the Western and English Sales Association, WESA, which provides the world's largest trade events for retailers, manufacturers, and sales representatives of the equestrian industry. In this podcast, we feature exclusive interviews with noteworthy Western and English personalities, retailers, and exhibitors who you've always wanted to talk to. Don't miss out on all the news for manufacturers and retailers in the equine industry.
So I hear that the buyer registration opens up tomorrow. Sophia, is that correct?
Yes. So the buyers can register as early as May 1st. And it's worth it to be early because only the first 1,000 stores that register get food vouchers for the buyers. And of course, you don't want to miss out on free food.
Walk us through the whole registration process.
So we used to be old school and actually mail badges if you pre-register, but now the buyer badges will finally be printed on-site via just a barcode. So we're finally going digital, and it's very easy to sign up. You just have to follow a couple of steps, which are explained on westsidetrader.com, the Dallas Market Center website, and also an email you'll receive tomorrow.
Well, that's awesome. So they don't have to be in line at the WESA registration. They can just use any DMC kiosk.
Yes, that's correct. So if you pre-register, you just use your barcode for the FastPass printout. You don't have to talk to anybody if you don't want to, and you don't have to stand in line. I know that lots of people would rather not and just go right ahead and start the WESA Trade Show experience. So now it's going to be super easy starting in August.
Paul Woody brings more than 20 years of sports marketing and sponsorship development to the PRCA. Prior to his current position, he was involved in sports marketing and management at the college level, including the Air Force Academy, Ohio University, UNLV, and Texas Christian. He has also had extensive motorsports experience, working for a leading NHRA team and a top motorsports track. Paul joins us today to discuss his marketing vision for PRCA moving forward as it competes for sports fans' attention and marketing dollars. Hey, Paul Woody, thanks so much. You're taking the time to be with us on the Wisdom by WESA show.
I appreciate you having me. It seems like in the Western world, there is no off season. So I'm actually en route heading to another convention right now and just got done with the rookie roundup last week in Fort Worth. So no rest for the weary.
There is absolutely no rest for the weary. Rodeo is a 24/7 sport, 12 months a year somewhere. But I'm so interested in speaking with you because as I had mentioned before we recorded, Casey and I have been involved in rodeo marketing for quite some time. We had a podcast on that. We had a Facebook group page, but all through most of that time, there hasn't been anybody at PRCA who has the background you have, college sports, motor sports, everything that sponsorships, development. And that's why we're so anxious to chat with you because we're of the opinion that you're bringing a much different perspective from inside PRCA than we had ever seen before. I talk as a marketer. Casey talks as both a someone who competes still at the pro rodeo level and also as a marketer. So we're just so glad you're here.
I appreciate it. And I do bring a different perspective. And I don't know if that's good or bad on some days. I do know that last year when I took the CMO role with the PRCA, there was no marketing plan in place. And yet here we are, we're the front porch of the Western way of life. You know, 36 million folks make their living on the back of Western living. And so we're excited to represent membership, but also an entire way of life. And I think it's incredibly exciting that we get to forge new ground that people before me only maybe dreamt of.
Well, and I think you're right. But let's go, let's start there. I mean, there's no marketing plan when you come in. You have worked with marketing plans and sponsorship plans created by you and working for the best of the best. Where'd you start?
You know, I got my start coming out of graduate school. I wanted to be an athletic director. And so I started out in Texas at TCU, and I was just an assistant director of marketing, helping sell football tickets and volleyball tickets, and trying to work my way up the ladder in college athletics. And from there, I got a really good opportunity to go into a little bit more of a niche sport and worked in NASCAR for Las Vegas Motor Speedway for a number of years, and really got to understand what it was like to be around people that believe in a lifestyle and you market to a lifestyle and not just the entertainment aspect of it.
I think that's phenomenal. So you come to PRCA and you're going through your file drawers and you say, whoa, there's no marketing plan here. So where do you begin to help PRCA put a professional spin on its marketing initiatives? And I want Casey to come in here as well, because what you do is not only for the sponsors, but is for people like her who compete.
You know, the cowboy way is put your boots on, pull your hat down, go do your job and hope you get noticed. And that is a fantastic way to raise your family and be a good member of your community. But it does not help the PRCA differentiate itself from the hundreds, if not thousands, of entertainment options out there. And so we had to figure out how to tell our own story. And so we reconfigured our half of the building and hired some videographers and really focused on the storytelling aspect. And so that's what, you know, 18 months in, that's what we focused on doing, is telling our own stories and not waiting for the phone to ring or somebody to pick up the pen and write an article about our cowboys or our rodeos across the country.
Casey, jump in here from a contestant's perspective.
Well, I first just want to ask, because we hear this a lot, but talk about some of the crossovers there are between motorsports and rodeo.
Yeah, both fans, both lifestyles have calluses on their hands. one from slinging a rope or pulling fence, and the other from turning wrenches or working in the garage. And they grow up around it. It's a generational lifestyle. Yes. Everybody who's a cowboy, you know, they have an uncle or a sister or somebody who does it, and that's how they get so impassioned with it. And that's the main connection between motorsports and the Western lifestyle.
Quite a bit of adrenaline too, I would imagine.
there is a short burst of speed or getting knocked around like you're in a phone booth, that's for sure.
As you mentioned, generational. So my dad was a member of the PRCA in the late 60s, early 70s. I'm a member of the WPRA Run Barrels. And it is so true, because I did some lineage on my family recently, and we found ranchers and cowboys all the way back to the 1700s. And I thought, how cool is that? But when I say that to say our roots are so deep. And so that does present challenges sometime when you're trying to, you know, get into the modern day of marketing. And there's so many people that they don't want to lose those traditions, but they also want to stay up with the times. So what are your thoughts on that?
You know, I don't take it lightly that some percentage of my job is to make people uncomfortable, and making them uncomfortable in a respectful way. The thing that we can't neglect is that base, our history. NASCAR, when I was working at it in the early 2000s, was at this incredible growth stage, and all we had to do was answer the phone and set the price as high as we could, and people wanted to be a part of it. But they overbuilt, and it took them 10 or 15 years to try and dig out of the hole of overbuilding. And right now, the Western way rodeo is incredibly hot. It's incredibly trendy. And so it's important to us to not neglect our past while still trying to bring in all these people that want to wear cowboy hats. And it's a cool time to do what we do.
One of my best friends, we've been friends since we were 4 years old, and we've known, you know, she's always been around, has nothing to do with rodeo, and she wears cowboy boots now. And I think it's just so funny to me because it, like you mentioned, it's such a trend, and I hope that it stays for a while. But in relating to that, explain the kind of audiences that you're trying to get to in your marketing department. Are you trying to gain more of the younger or just more diverse?
You know, the folks at Teton Ridge, Deirdre Lester, their CEO, refers to them as rodeo curious. And what that means is they hold the same ideals and the morals, and they stand for the same things that we do, but they just don't quite understand or didn't realize that they were rodeo fans. And talk about just how powerful our consumer base is. And that is who we're trying to educate, is the people that hold the same ideals in their companies that we do.
What is, if there is one, what is your long-term vision ultimately for the PRCA brand and its role in the future in our industry?
Well, I'd like to say more money for the cowboys. Right now, it's tough to make a living if you're not in that top 10 or 20% of competitors. And I want more cowboys making a living being the role models and being the professional athletes that we have at the top end right now. We see it in our rookies. We see it in our veterans. They're all treating their bodies. They're treating it more like a professional sport than they ever have before. I want to make it to where they can make a living being a professional athlete and not just have it be a hobby. And at some point you got to hang up the saddle and go get another job. I want this to be a job for a career.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're so right. It is more of an athlete type. I mean, back in the day, I remember Bruce Ford would walk around with a cup of coffee before he got on, just hanging out. And you see these guys, you know, they're eating right. They're working out. They're,
coffee, I really do. Coffee might be one of the tamest things some of those guys would drink before they got out there.
Well, I know that was about all Bruce Ford drank.
There's two branches to the Western lifestyle, if you will, in sports. Not a direct comparison, but we've got PRCA and we've got PBR. PBR has managed to penetrate the metropolitan market. They start the season every year at Madison Square Garden. They move into major markets. Is part of your plan, one way or the other, to begin to introduce or reintroduce rodeo to the metropolitan areas, or is it going to stay a west, southwest, northwest sport?
I would say I'd love to be in every metropolitan area because the spots and dots, the media buyers appreciate that, but we also have to be cognizant of who we are and what a 7 or 8 event rodeo is, and that's harder to do in those metro areas. But we have great partners with Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo, and they are doing that for us, and they're doing a fantastic job of taking those 3 event rodeos and going into Minneapolis and Raleigh and several other places across the country. And so we can try and straddle that fence, but we are a member-led organization. And, you know, 40% of our members are team ropers. It's hard to team rope in a major metropolitan area. And so we gotta make sure that we listen to our membership and figure out what they want and push them and bend on them a little bit when I think it's truly appropriate.
What do you see about more or less rodeos in our geographic footprint? You know, COVID took a lot of the steam out of the sport, because a lot of mid and small town rodeos couldn't have rodeos. They couldn't get people together. They couldn't get sponsors. There Yep. wasn't money for the contestants. That now I see is changing a little bit as those mid to small rodeos are coming back. You know, they're not all Houston and Fort Worth. What's that mid to small size rodeo market look like today? And is there things that maybe even WESA, with its huge geographic spread of memberships, can do to bring that level of rodeo back?
Yeah, education is key. For so many of the people that don't know about rodeo, or they just knew that there used to be one in their town, they don't really understand what it is about, what the historical significance is. I will tell you that the South has been a pretty good place of growth for us. You know, there's the Music City Rodeo coming up in Nashville Memorial Day weekend that has some pretty big musical acts, Reba and Tim McGraw, and it's going to be a big deal at Bridgestone Arena, and that's a full rodeo. The rodeos right now love some competition that we've created. We keep adding money from 2019 to 2024. Our payouts have gone from just under $50 million to just over $78 million annually. And it's they call us and they ask, where am I ranked? How can I create more money? You know, Hermiston, Oregon just made a big announcement on jumping up their payouts. And I don't know what the end is, but I know that all of these committees are just pouring more money into their communities with payouts. And they're really doing, you know, the yeoman's work on behalf of the PRCA. And I think it is fantastic that smaller communities are embracing and growing their rodeo footprint. It's something that I don't think anybody ever could have thought was coming in the year 2025 when you saw what we were all faced with in 2020.
WESA members and the brands that work with WESA are, and many of them have always, either sponsored rodeos or sponsored athletes. What do you see is might be possible in bringing in brands and product categories that aren't by nature cowboy, ranching, Western, but would can be helped to use our sport and our athletes to sell product and reach our audience?
Non-endemic brands are a tough nut to crack when you talk about the Western way of life. But the stories that I like to tell are, I will put a dollar next to any one of our athletes and guarantee you that they would be a good representative for any brand. And they feel ownership in those brands, and you never have to worry about their name ending up in a paper for a bad reason. And so I do think that that is something that every brand should take notice of, is that these are community members that they can be proud to put their name next to at any time. And that's something that is kind of it's a little bit rare in some of the entertainment and sporting ventures.
Our experience, and I'm hoping that you're able to make a change, our experience in working with cowboys, and I've represented cowboys, and we had them on our shows, and I've talked with them, and I'm going back a ways now, let's say 10 years. They didn't know how to be a sponsored athlete. They didn't know how to carve out the time to be a sponsored athlete. And what I think I hear you saying is that, maybe it's because PRCA is providing some training, today's rodeo contestants are better at being sponsored athletes than they may have been 10 years ago.
They are better than they were. We still have a long way to go. For so many of our athletes, they are still... they still don't look at it in the same way that their cohorts would on the basketball court or football field or baseball field. We are training. We're attempting to bring that horse to water. And the ones that want to are drinking, and the other ones that don't, so be it. But we're overcoming decades of the way it was. And, you know, I air quoted that, which is not very good for a podcast, but the way it was is not always how it should be. And so we're educating them. We're giving them resources. You know, this Resist All Rookie Roundup that just took place in Fort Worth, there was an entire day of training for the top 15 in every discipline where they got to come in. They listened to people talk about how to manage your social media. They got to hear how you pitch sponsors. They got to hear about, what you need to do to treat yourself like a brand. It's not going to stick for everybody, but you can't tell me that our biggest and best brand name athletes right now aren't aren't great at facilitating and marketing themselves, but we still have a ways to go.
Well, obviously, but I'm so glad to hear that you're doing things like classes when you can get all the rookies and all the cowboys together and explain to them that there is an opportunity, a financial opportunity, there's a marketing opportunity, and here's kind of what your obligation is to go to it. It kind of leads into, you know, I constantly tell people when we discuss about NIL. And the people are saying, you know, all the goods and the bads and the uglies. And I said, you know, rodeo has had NIL since time immemorial, and it hasn't really hurt the sport. Somebody is sponsored by somebody else, and they're in the chutes helping their competitor get on the chutes. So it's not the concept of NIL, it's the concept of how it's applicated. And I think in our sense, we've proven name, image, and likeness is good for the brand and good for the cowboy.
Absolutely. The better we market the association as a whole, you know, the saying is a rising tide raises all ships. And the better we can position ourselves as an association and as an industry, it's going to be good for those athletes. What a patch costs on an athlete now is worth more than what it did 6 years ago before Patrick Gotch and Rural Media Group put our rodeos on TV.
Sure. Exactly. So now you're off for another convention. Is your life going from one rodeo and one convention to another? Is that and you drop occasionally into the Springs, or are you able to spend some time there?
I love the Springs. I got two young boys. We love snow skiing and we love camping and the outdoors. And anytime I think about moving to Texas again, I just go down there in August and remind myself why I left Texas years ago. No, I try and do the best I can around our community, but sometimes when you're a member association dispersed all over the country, you gotta pick up and go see them and celebrate their individual rodeos. And so Tom Glaus and our team here in Colorado Springs certainly love what we do and think we're moving this aircraft carrier degree or two at a time in the right direction.
Well, you've got a huge carrier, but it's a popular carrier once somebody understands it. And I agree with you. I watched a movie on Netflix the other night called Ride. It was a rodeo movie. I hadn't heard about it, but I watched it. It's more and more rodeos creeping into television and the theater and the film industry. So people are being more and more exposed to it. And so I think the time is right for PRCA to capitalize on everything it can. Let's go back just one step here. We are the Wisdom by Wessa show. You're familiar, of course, with Wessa. Some of our members do invest in rodeo, but as a whole, we are a member organization dispersed as geographic as you are. Are there things that you look for or would want an organization like ours to consider that is within the realm of budget and possibility to help you do and your cowboys and your committees to help you do what you want to do?
You know, the thing that we have never had an incredible amount of success outside of Wrangler has been in that licensed product category. And putting a PRCA shield on a product or with the product is kind of a stamp of approval from the cowboy. And I say that in the most respectful manner. If a cowboy says they approve of a product, then you can take that to the bank. And so we are certainly trying in the licensed product category to grow and find people that want to cooperate with us, and we'll be willing to put it on our store and put it in our shops across the world in Las Vegas there for NFR. And that's where I immediately think that WESA members are a good fit for what the PRCA is trying to accomplish.
Well, I think you're right, and I hope everybody who's listening to this episode takes that to heart, because now there is a process which I don't know there always was a process, maybe, but if they said, gee, I sure wish that my sunglasses or my belt buckle or, you know, my travel or my luggage or whatever could have a PRCA approval on it, they wouldn't know how to do it. Let's say I'm a luggage guy, you know, for lack of something, and I sure would like to, and it's, I've got stuff that fit the Western lifestyle, but I sure would like to have a PRCA approved or PRCA endorsed. What do I do?
Yep. Yeah, you know, Nicole Garside on my staff, she manages our athlete and our product licensing, and she's got folks that work from her, and they work with several brands, and that's who it would be. So Nicole Garside at the PRCA headquarters, you call up that main number and she'll answer that phone, and we'll figure out if there's a way we can help you move your product.
Well, I think that's good information. Some may want, some may not, but now they know how to at least get it done. Hey, Paul, listen, I know you're on your way, or you're going to an airport to either come home or go away. I'm not sure which, but either way, you're at an airport and your plane will probably eventually leave and probably on time. I do really thank you for taking the time to talk about what I see as a fresh breath of air in terms of how PRCA is going to the sports marketing world and going to the marketing, the marketplace. And I think it's wonderful as someone who's been in the sport from a marketing standpoint for many, many years. I'm so glad to see it because there was a point in time it was very hard to do.
Well, I do appreciate it and appreciate the time. And anytime I can get in front of people that may or may not know what pro rodeo means, it's an exciting day. So I appreciate it.
All righty. Catch your plane, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
You bet. Bye-bye. The show notes and links from today's show can be found at wisdombywessa.com. And if you have any feedback, we'd love to hear it. There is a contact link on that website.
The Wisdom by Wessa show will be published on the 15th and 30th of every month. You can listen on most of your favorite podcast players, and you can also listen on wisdombywessa.com. Be sure to visit all the great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Wessa, where the industry meets.